It is guest time. Good afternoon, boys.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Is it afternoon yet?
Well, no, it's not. It's the morning, isn't it? Sorry about that. Let's pretend I didn't say that, shall we? And welcome to my morning guests. We've got Bill and Richie. Hi, you guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Michelle.
Very well.
Now, you've not been in the studio for, a long... You need to get nearer, Bill.
Oh.
Don't be so far away. Don't be shy.
Yeah, it's me.
You never normally are shy.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Good.
It's beautiful.
By the way, I'm Bill.
You're Bill. have I done it again? Richie is sitting with the hat on, which you can't see because that's radio. And Bill doesn't have the hat. There we go.
Normally saying that's that. Normally, yeah.
I think this is going to get you round the wrong way. I'm sorry, I don't know what. I've only met you about 25 times.
Shall we swap seats?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Now, you are musicians. You've been playing together in bands for a number of years.
Well, yes. We've been together now, for 40 years.
Yeah.
Really? No way. Really?
No, 4 years.
Four.
No,
5, 6 years now.
So tell us about how you guys, if people don't know about the band, tell us all about the band and how you actually got together and when you all met.
Well, I've known Bill for many years before we started playing together. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better, thank you.
Before we started playing together, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, I was basically a solo blues come sort of folk club type of player, and I was doing that sort of that sort of venue, you know?
Yeah.
But Richie's always been with a band. We've known each other for years, and we just said, let's get together and write some songs and see what happens, and we record them, and we did the first album, and it said, come out a bit skiffly, so we called ourselves a Skiffle and Blues band.
That's it, yeah.
And we went down that sort of road, you know?
If people don't know about Skiffle, because it's like the place is at 100, have you played the 100 Club in London?
Yeah, played it many times.
Tell people about Skiffle, because I didn't know about it until I went to see Skiffle band. It's brilliant. So tell people what the sort of influences are and the instruments, like the washboard, etc.
Well,
King of Skiffle was who, Bill? Yes, we know.
You had Lonnie Donegan. He started it all. I wrote a song, there's a new song on the album called That Rock Island Line, and basically my song is about that song. Started all this group thing off. I mean, people years ago didn't pick up guitars, and not in England anyway, you know, and sort of form groups. They didn't do it. That was sort of wasn't a working class thing, you know what I mean? Lonnie Donegan started it, and as my song, That Rock Island Line, says, without that song, it was the beginning of everything, like rock and roll, beginning of everything. Because with Skiffle, it was such a basic, washboard. Anybody could do it.
Yeah,
that was the theme, wasn't it? Like that's when
we had a string bass,
was that like a box kind of
bass? Chest.
Yeah,
an old tea chest. Yeah, with a broom handle stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
a string on it. Like used to make a double bass.
As long as you made a bit of noise and had a bit of fun.
And you only needed 3 chords.
3 chords, yeah.
That sounds like good news. My mate's dad was actually in Cyprus because he got called up to do his national service.
Oh, right.
And he was in the Skiffle band where they had, like, you know, the box. I think they were called... They were from Dagenham as well. They were from Dagenham down the road. And they went and played all over the place.
Great.
You know, really, really good. They've got early recordings of them as well from the 1950s. Would have been around that sort
fantastic.
Of era.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What were they called?
Do you know what? I'm gonna message my friends a bit and ask, because you've probably heard of them. There was two brothers and a few others. That sounds good. They weren't called that, but what a great name for a band.
Yeah.
The two brothers and a few others. I think it's quite good, isn't it? So you've met... Depends on how many's in your family. Do you remember the first song that you wrote together, and what was it about?
Well, we never actually write songs together. He writes his songs, I write my songs.
And we stick them all together.
We just work on them. Yeah.
Could you work together, or is it just a personal thing that you prefer to be sort of separate?
What writing-wise? Yeah. That's just that what we've always done. I've always written songs,
I'm just as well.
But you harmonise really well together. So when you sort of start playing your track and you say, can you just put some harmonies? It just all comes together.
If I can do it, I'm not good at harmonies. But if I can do something and it fits, then I go with it, you know, and I do it over and over again.
Right, we're going to talk more about the songwriting. I want to find out the first songs you both wrote and what they're about, but we do it after your first tune. You're going to be playing 3 tunes today. So what's this first tune, and where is it from, and where can people get the album?
Okay. Well, I was just thinking, Bill, you know what? You're talking about all the skiffle thing. Maybe you ought to do that skiffle song for our first tune. What do you think?
Yeah,
do you want to do that?
Yeah. It's better with the band, but we'll do it.
Yeah, we can do it with just the two of us. We usually have the harmonica and the double bass with it and all that. We could do that.
Oh, I've got a spoon in my bag. I could have played the spoons. I've only got one.
Spoon? You won't get a lot of sound with one spoon.
Depends where I whack you with it, really.
Say you was in there, Michelle.
Could have been that extra wheel. So what's the song called?